We are so excited today to have Adult and Teen Challenge with us and the ladies of Adult and Teen Challenge. So excited to hear, you can come on over, sorry, to hear how what God is doing in their lives and in this ministry and how we can celebrate with them as well. And so I've been so blessed to be connected with Adult and Teen Challenge for years now, even before I was a part of Houston First. And man, we just thank you so much for being here. And I just ask that that you would just be praying as you are hearing, because I know that God has a word for you today. Make sure that you don't miss it, because the Lord will be active in this place today. Dolly, thank you so much for being here.
Pastor Tim, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to be here this morning. And thank you, Houston First, that we get to celebrate with you. What I was thinking, I've never been to this church before. I'm actually quite new to Houston. And what the cool thing is about being a Christian is that you belong. You belong wherever you go in the body of Christ. And to find and feel that fellowship with other believers is such a beautiful thing. So thank you so much, church, for the opportunity to be here this morning. From all of Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas, the Houston Women's Program, we are so excited to be here today. It is really an honor and privilege. So I just want to share this scripture. It says in Psalm 22, verse 22, "I will praise you to all my brothers. I will stand up before the congregation and testify of the wonderful, wonderful things you have done." What God is doing in and through Adult and Teen Challenge on a daily basis is nothing short of a miracle. This morning, we are here to give God glory for the way He makes beauty from ashes and restores and makes brokenness into something beautiful and new. And we want our words of praise and thanksgiving to be a sweet offering to our Lord, because He's done so much for us. We also believe in the truth of Revelations chapter 12, which says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so every time our students testify, we believe it's an opportunity for them to overcome. And so I want to thank you, church, so much for giving us the chance to be here. Like Pastor Tim said, my name is Dolly. I serve as a director of Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas, the Houston Women's Program. I actually started as a volunteer 18 years ago. My husband started as a volunteer, and I just kind of piggybacked alongside him. We were in New Haven, Connecticut. God had been leading him out of vocational ministry. He's from the Houston area, had worked for Enron when it crashed, and got out of that anyway. So God led him to use his gifts, and he felt like God was calling to vocational ministry. We found a teen challenge center 45 minutes away from where we lived, and from day one, he just fell in love with what God was doing. And we just never have looked back. We started in New Haven, moved to Springfield, Missouri, and we're part of Teen Challenge out there. And we were in San Antonio for 11 years. He actually serves as the president of Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas. So he oversees our 11 different campuses that we have throughout Texas. We serve men, women, teens. We have a adolescent program in Bastrop for boys, and a Round Rock. In Round Rock, we have a girls program. And so it is amazing. It's been our great joy and privilege to see God do miracles every day. I tell people all the time that if you haven't seen a miracle recently, you need to come out to Teen Challenge and come visit and see, and you will find your hope restored in a God who is still very active and present in people's lives. So I am so excited to be here. And this morning, we want to share with you about a mission field right in your own backyard. And we want to give you an opportunity to partner with us and to really enter into this work. We can't do what God has called us to do without the partnership of churches and individuals like you. And we want to invite you to be part of this, not just as a spectator to admire what God is doing, but to truly enter in and be a participant and a partner with us to reach the lost and the brokenhearted right in our own city. So would you pray with me for the Lord to have His way in this service? Father, thank you that you are already here. And thank you, God, for the way that you've been speaking to us. Thank you for the joy and the laughter of this church and for the things that you're doing, God, here. We just praise you, Lord. Father, I pray that as our students begin to share their story and as we communicate, Father, what your heart is for the lost and the brokenhearted in this city, that you would help us, that you would stir our hearts. I pray for anyone listening today who's gone through addiction or has a family member who is struggling with some kind of life-controlling issue. I pray that you would minister to that soul and bring hope. And I thank you, God, for what you're going to do and accomplish. We love you and trust in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here's a video that shares a little bit about our program.
My name is Dolly, and alongside my husband George and our wonderful leadership team, I have the privilege of serving Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas at our new women's campus in the Houston area. Houston is an amazing city with a rich history, but like many of our great cities, it has a dark side, an underworld of people struggling for life, women caught in the sex industry, using substances to numb them from the pain of losing their dignity, family, and more. Over 11% of Houston people over the age of 12 admit to using substances. The world would tell you there's no hope for these addicts. Let's medicate them, treat their drug problem with more drugs, lock them up, and make them go away. But God sees them very differently. He sees restoration and transformation, hope and a future, and he uses the Ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas to bring it. Since 1968, he has restored thousands of lives through Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas. Our new Houston Women's Campus sits on 11 acres and is a place of refuge where miracles happen every day, helping women to overcome addiction and become whole and healed by the life-changing message of the gospel, the love of Christian community, and the discipline of a structured program. A day in the life of a student includes waking up early, cooking and eating meals together, doing chores, enjoying recreation, having personal and group studies, and spending time in prayer and worship. We also offer regular advising and therapeutic small groups using a curriculum called The Ultimate Journey, which helps our students break bondages from the past. During the week, our students participate in a work therapy program to help them develop skills and a strong work ethic. And after about 7 months in the program, we help our students find a job off campus, open up a bank account, and learn how to budget, tithe, and save to prepare them for life after the program. What sets Adult and Teen Challenge apart is its year-long approach. It takes 12 months for the brain to heal, for new neural pathways to be formed, for old habits to be replaced with healthy thoughts and behaviors, and for families to trust again and be restored. There's no joy like graduation day when a student receives her certificate of completion after a year of commitment and hard work. It's a day of celebrating God's goodness to change not just one life, but ripple out to her family and community. The harvest is plenty right in our own backyard. Would you co-labor with us to restore these beautiful women? Our mission is to fight the battle with everything Adult and Teen Challenge does to help these ladies who come desperate for change and for counsel. But we need you to fight with us in two ways, in prayer and in finances. We are asking God for 100 churches and individuals to support us every month at $100 a month or more. Would you become one of them? $100 a month provides food, shelter, education, recreation, opportunity, and new life and hope for the growing number of women we are serving. $100 a month gives us even more. It's the encouragement to know that on those days when the battle is really tough, we are backed up by an army of prayer warriors. The name of every hope champion will be added to our tree of hope as a daily inspiration to our students. Would you give today? Thank you so much. We could not do this without you. God bless you as you partner with us.
Did you know that Houston is actually one of the largest hubs for human trafficking in the entire nation? Did you know that it's actually the largest hub in Texas? That Houston has over 200 active brothels, with two new brothels opening every single month. Isn't that crazy? You know, when Jesus ascended into heaven, before he did, he told his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And he also said, he gave really in every single one of the gospels the Great Commission. And as I study the Great Commission, really the Great Commission is the great compassion. It's the heart of Jesus for the lost and the brokenhearted. See, right now our nation needs the gospel preached and lived out more than ever. We're living in unusual times. Everyone said that. But truly, just like Jesus, when he saw the crowds in Matthew chapter 9, he said that he saw them as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd, hurt by a real enemy who seeks the destruction of their souls. And so what Jesus does is he sees the lost and the brokenhearted and the addict and the homeless and the prostitute and those that the world would forget. Jesus has not forgotten. He sees them and he loves them. And he's called us through Adult and Teen Challenge to reach them. And so this morning I'm looking at people who I believe can be partners with us and part of reaching this harvest. This isn't a work for us to do alone. We can't. But our calling is actually one to be shared with churches all over and around us. And so we're glad to get to be here this morning and share with you. I am so excited to share or to introduce now one of our students who is actively in the program, Felicia, who's going to come on up and share a bit of her story, her journey, how God took her from where she was and has brought her to where she is now. Would you help me welcome Felicia?
Hello, my name is Felicia Galloway. I'm 44. I entered the program about 4 months ago. My mom, she did an amazing job raising me. A little bit of growing up, my dad wasn't really around much, but he had a car wreck, and so whenever he did, he almost died, and I moved in with him. I bounced back and forth. I never knew what drugs was for a long time. Me and my second husband got married. I already had two kids. We had our third one, and then we got into our addiction about 5 years into our marriage. We've been married for 23 years, and about 5 months ago, I tried to commit suicide because I was tired of giving into my addiction. And that's when I knew I was just tired. You know, I'd done it so long, and my kids, I didn't raise them the right way, you know. And I just couldn't do it no more. And so about a month after that, I called my sister and had her come get me. And because I told her that if she didn't, I was going to do it again because I was just tired. And I believed in God. I mean, I knew he was real, but I didn't know him like I know him since I've been in Teen Challenge. It's been an amazing program. I've learned so much since I've been there. And they saved my life. And I really appreciate everything they've done for me. Thank you.
If you could meet all of the women in our program, you would hear, like Felicia shared, how God saved someone who was on the brink of death, who felt completely and utterly hopeless, but God saw something. And that's the truth. Even when we don't see anything, God sees our potential and our destiny and what we can become. And we believe the hope, the truth of Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you and to give you a hope and a future. And it's the most beautiful thing to watch someone come to believe that. And so Felicia, I am so proud of you and so thankful for how you're starting to accept that truth in your life. I want to introduce to you Lacey, who's going to share her story for a bit. Will you help me welcome Lacey? She's also one of the students in our program. She has just become one of our associates, so this is a program that we started for those who are feeling called, once they go through the program, not only finish the program, but actually to stay on and to intern and actually get credentials, get Bible school training. And so we're excited about what God's doing in Lacey's life. Thank you, Lacey.
Hello, good morning. So my name is Lacey. I'm coming in on, I'll have 7 months completed in the program on Thursday. God is so, so good. I had a little bit of a dysfunctional upbringing starting at about the age of 11. My mom suffered from depression and she left. And so my dad raised me and my two brothers. I was a middle child, took mother roles on pretty early in life. And he kind of went off a little bit, started using my dad and drinking a lot and his hurt. And therefore, so did I, too, not therefore, but so did I. So at the age of 12, I started using and tampering with different things that made me feel different. I started feeling depressed at the age of 12, different than most of the other kids. I didn't feel like I fit in. God was seeking me out, though. He had his hand on me the whole time. And I had friends that were in church, and I'd visit with them, and then I had my other friends. It was just a constant pull tug. I see that now. I see where God was and every bit of it. I went to AA for the first time when I was 21. Alcohol really consumed me. It controlled every bit of my life. Praise God, He has delivered me from that and from anxiety. Depression, these labels that, you know, they don't define me anymore. Breakthrough after breakthrough He's giving me, and strength in Him. I was in an abusive relationship for 9 years, and I have two beautiful boys. They're 6 and 10. Their names are Jackson and Jet. And God sent an amazing woman, my stepmom, to take care of not only my dad, but my children. And I can see it that way now. I felt like she took my children from me, but she stepped in. God had her prepared to come in when I couldn't take care of my own children. I wasn't able to. They adopted them, and that was about 6 years ago. Jet was only 3 months, and Jackson was 4. And God's restoring that. That bridge has not been completely burned. I came into Teen Challenge at the age of 32. I had my 33rd birthday in Teen Challenge. And found out that Jesus had, that was when Jesus was doing His ministry. God brought me into, He walked me out of the doors of my old relationship. And brought me in. He led me. How He did it is just beyond me. But He led me here. I did the year, but I did not graduate. I left, and I fell for 5 months. But He'd called me to stay in ministry. He called me to do this associates program and do the extra 5 months and to serve Him. And He gave me that desire to do that. And I see now that I was just running from His calling, but He will not let me go. And He redirects me, and He's going to do He's going to carry out His purpose for my life. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the 5 months where I did leave, and I got to see what it's like to walk away from my Lord and Savior. Because it was not pleasant, not one bit of it. And I'm so grateful. I was in the hospital for a week. The doctors only gave me, if I continued to drink like I was, 18 months to live. I had colitis, severe chronic ulcerative colitis. And God has recently healed me from that. God is restoring my relationship with Megan, whom I stood her up when I was out there in my addiction. So my children, my family's brought them to one of these choirs when we went to visit in Beaumont. I know that it's just in the works of God allowing me to be a mother to them again, but not take them away from her as well, because she's like mama bear, and she's caring for them and protecting them, and she's a woman of God. So God's just doing amazing things in my life, and He gives me every bit of strength to every day keep pressing in towards Him. So I'm very grateful, and for the people that surround me at Teen Challenge, building me up. So thank y'all for letting me share.
You know, these testimonies aren't really always rehearsed, okay? It's just however the Lord leads that morning. And I think one of the coolest things, knowing Lacey and her story, to hear her say is that she can honor Megan, the mother who's taking care of her own children, because that was very difficult. It's very difficult when you've lost your children to someone else to kind of feel resentment and bitterness and all kinds of things. So that forgiveness, which is only a work of the Holy Spirit, is something that God has done in her life. So it's deeper than just breaking off an addiction. It's just so many layers, but only God. So thank you so much, Lacey. It is, it's an amazing thing to get to witness this every day, but I'll tell you, it's not easy. It's not just always roses and happy, shiny, happy people. No, it's a lot of working through things. Evangelism is actually catching the fish, but discipleship is cleaning the fish. It's like, it's going through this process of seeing a life change, but we're transformed through the renewing of our mind. And so we're in the Word of God daily. We're in prayer daily, in the presence of God, in the fellowship with other people daily. And that is the only way that change happens. We have a program that we started, a way for churches and individuals to come alongside each of our students. And this is a student sponsorship program where individuals can support Adult and Teen Challenge at $35 a month, but do it in the name of supporting a student or an intern who's going through the program. And these $35 a month helps provide for their housing, their education, the utilities, all the different things that happen as part of their overall care. And so I'm going to introduce to you Shay, who is one of our students in the program, and she's going to share a little bit of her story and also what it has meant for her to be part of this student sponsorship program. Would you help me welcome Shay?
Hi, my name is Shay. I am going to be 32 tomorrow, and I just have to throw that out there. It's my birthday week, guys, coming up. Yes, ma'am. Well, no, me, my brother, my sister, and my dad all have birthdays in May, so it's a week for me. I've been at Adult and Teen Challenge now for 5 months today, so I am 5 months clean and sober today. I'm not going to share my testimony today. I'm just going to let y'all know a little bit about sponsorship and what it's meant for me. So the last time I did tell my testimony, we did it at a beautiful church over there in Beaumont, where we saw her beautiful family, her boys. And my testimony spoke to my sponsors now, and they just, you know, let me know that why they were sponsoring me and what had touched their heart. And they had come alongside of me, and they had prayed for me. They wrote me a birthday card, actually, I just got. And on it was a little... So in my testimony, my daddy died in a plane accident flying to come and get me from my first treatment center that I had went to when I was younger. And so they had wrote me a little card, and on the envelope was a sticker of an airplane. And it was a red airplane. And these people knew my daddy died in a plane accident. They had no idea that he died in a red plane. So just, you know, what they say and their prayers, and they pray for me and my children by name, you know, and we all know the power of prayer prevails. And some young women are fortunate and blessed to have family and friends that are praying for them and support them and come alongside of them before they came into the program, but it's unfortunate that some girls don't. They don't know what it's like to be prayed for. They don't know what it's like to have support and people to say, hey, I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering you on. And not only that, but my sponsors, they get to come to your graduation. They're invited if they'd like to come. And so one of my sponsors said, I just can't wait to meet your family and celebrate with you on graduation day. Because when we come in to not just complete the program, but to finish strong and to leave renewed and restored in Jesus. And so it allows us that the hope and the freedom of just knowing that people just care for us. They don't know our story. They don't know all about us, but they know our name and they give it to the Lord. And that's just a blessing in and itself. So thank you for letting me share. Y'all have a great day.
You know, Shay's very special to me. I mean, all of them are very special, but I remember before Shay came in that week, I'd had a dream. And God gave me a dream one night of a lady who was dying. and calling out for help. And I didn't know what to do with the dream except to wake up and pray and just be praying for this person who is dying and needing help. And 2 days later, Shay came into the program, and I was just sharing with the students, like, hey, you know, we just need to be praying for whoever's out there. And Shay came up to me and said, that was me.
I'm here. I was wanting to die, and I was about to drink myself to death. And I was like, that night she was praying was that night I was trying to drink myself to death. And I said, I'm here, and God saved me. And
God cares.
God cares.
God cares.
Answered prayers.
Amen.
Answered prayers.
Amen. Good girl. God is awesome, and He is able to meet all of our needs, and He's able to do above and beyond all we can ask or imagine. We are excited about what's happening on our campus, and I just want to invite you, church, if you're ever in the Alvin area, or even if you're not, and you just want to take a little trek to the other side of Houston, we want to invite you to come and visit us at any time. We do tours all the time, and we'd love for you to see for yourself what's happening. We're actually getting ready to build a new dorm, so right now we've got a 24-bed home that our students live in. We're getting ready to build a 40-bed dorm, which we're so excited about. And God willing, construction should begin in the next month to be able to meet the growing need. We actually opened up this facility on September 21st. And so in the last just several months, we have been able to, in that pool that you saw, that gorgeous cross-shaped pool on our campus, we've been able to baptize 14 people in that pool just in the last few months, which is so amazing. God is working, He's moving mightily, and we're excited about what He's doing. We're going to close. I want to invite our students to come up, and I'm going to share one more presentation with you. And we ask that the Lord would continue to talk to you about how to partner with us. We've got a table in the back. We would love to pray with you, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that after our students share.
I feel just like a lost cause. If I were you, I would have turned around and walked away. I would have labeled me beyond repair, 'cause I feel like I'm beyond repair. Oh, but somehow you don't see me like I do. Somehow you're still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God. You're the one who runs in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God who stands with wide open arms, and you tell me nothing I have ever done could separate my heart from the God who stays. I used to hide every time I thought I let you down. Always thought I had to earn my way, but I'm learning you don't work that way, no. 'Cause somehow you don't see me like I do. Somehow you're still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction when the whole world walks away. You're the God.
vision of Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas is to put hope within reach of every addict. We want every woman who comes into our doors to know that she's loved, she deserves to be treated well like a princess, she's a daughter of the King of Kings, she has not been given up on, she is not a lost cause, and she is a woman of hope and who can bring hope to others. And sisters, you have done that this morning, and I'm proud of you, and our God's proud of you. Thank you so much, church. Thank you so much, pastor, for letting us come and share. I just, again, want to invite you to come out to our campus. We're always looking for volunteers. If you have something or anything, youth groups to come out and be part of what's happening. We've got a banquet coming up on September 23rd, so just save the date, mark your calendars. We'd love for you. It's going to be at Life Point Church over in Pearland. But we also want to see, when we're at the table, we'd love for you to come and visit with us. If you know anyone who is struggling with addiction or who needs help, we'd love for you to let them know about what we do here. We also have a men's program, just so you know, in Magnolia. So there's a men's program in Magnolia, the women's program's in Alvin. We'd love to support and be part of that journey. We'd also love to pray for you. Our students, we've got a saying in our house, if you pray about anything in our house, it's just going to happen because God's faithful. And our students have the faith like a child, which is so beautiful. And truly, God has worked so miraculously. And so if at the end, if we can pray for you about anything or anyone, God, we know God is able to meet those needs, and we'd love to do that. So thank you so much, church, for allowing us to come and share this morning. God bless y'all.